This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival aims to showcase the cultural, social and economic fabric of the eight northeastern states. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. A bundle of currency notes was recovered from the Rajya Sabha chamber yesterday. During the routine anti-sabotage check of the chamber, after the adjournment of the House, these currency notes were recovered. When the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed about it, saying the currency notes were recovered by the security officials from seat number 222, which is presently allotted to Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi. He said the matter was brought to his notice and investigation is underway in this matter. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, also echoed the same views, saying that it is an unprecedented incident and everyone should condemn it. He said such incidents lower the dignity of the upper house. Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, said his party has no objection to the investigation. Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the 69th death anniversary of Bharat Ratna, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to the Baba Saheb Ambedkar by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Bharat Ratna, Baba Saheb, Dr. Bhimrao Ji, Ambedkar, fondly known as Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Several events are being organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. The Reserve Bank of India today decided by a majority of 4-2 to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 11th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, SDF rate, remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility, MSF rate, and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rate since February 2023. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underscored the growing significance of semiconductor collaboration between India and Japan. Speaking at the India-Japan Forum inaugural session conversation in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that both nations are also working closely with Taiwan in this field, paving the way for a major partnership that could reshape global semiconductor dynamics. Dr. Jaishankar noted that semiconductors are a critical component for balancing geopolitical level equations in the coming decade. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal today said the Northeast India has the potential to be the centre of Southeast Asia's development in the coming years. Addressing a press conference on empowering the Northeast Transformational Decade Towards Atmanirbhar Bharat in New Delhi, Mr. Sonowal said that Northeast India has a focal role in the government's Act East policy, which has transformed the region. Mr. Sonowal said that the Northeast will be a key player in realizing the Vikasit Bharat 2047 vision and making India Atmanirbhar. The head of interim government of Bangladesh, Professor Mohammad Yunus, on Thursday sought help from religious leaders to get accurate information about acts on minorities in the country. Speaking at a dialogue with the religious leaders in Dhaka yesterday, he said the issue of attacks on minorities has come up again and the foreign media are publishing news on it. In cricket, India were 82 for 4 against Australia on the first day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at T. And that is the end of this news bulletin.